Where are you going, my teacher? To a land where the sun hides behind rising skyscrapers, when here the bright African sun illumines the green and gold of the veld. Where are you going, my father? To a country where the economy is flourishing and the native language is money. When back home, your meager salary suffices for both necessities and luxuries. Where are you going, my mother? To a city where the markets overflow with produce so fresh and prices so high. When here, the bare shelves testify to even the fruits leaving their shores for foreign lands. Where are you going, my brother? To a republic without alarms, gates, bars, and fences, allowing you unchained freedom. When back home, your body was imprisoned, but your mind and thoughts remained unconstrained. Where are you going, my sister? To a state where your hijab is frowned upon and snatched from your head, when here, your sheathed body never gains a second glance. Where are you going, my uncle? To a nation where you gather with stony-faced strangers in different but strange places, when back home you are welcomed in familiar spaces by smiling friends. Where are you going, my aunt? To a suburb where the neighbors are nameless faces, faceless names, when here you can name even the little ones in your neighborhood. Where are you going, my nephew? To a metropolis where clocks, timers, bells, and schedules govern your night and your day. When back home, the call of the adhan reminded you of the where, when, and why of your existence. Where are you going, my niece? To a country to seek the peace of mind you have been searching for. When here, true peace of heart lies deep within your soul. Where are you going, my friend? Why are you leaving? To a land of dreams, wishes, fantasies, and magic, the wonderland that resides in your mind. When back home, you were already living the reality of what you have been searching for. This journey of life, the process of birth sees different people born into different families across continents and countries, cities and towns, villages and farms. Some are born into wealthy families, others into impoverished ones, some from lineages that can trace back hundreds of years, and some who don't even know who their father is. In this life, there are those who are content to remain in the place of their birth, never dreaming of leaving their homeland. There are those restless souls who are always searching for a new place to call their own. And there are those who trudge through life without giving a second thought to any other place to call home. Sayyidina Ka'b ibn Ujrah radiallahu anhu reports that a person passed by Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The Sahaba radiallahu anhu, noticing his strength and vigor, commented, "O Messenger of Allah, if only this person was in the path of Allah." Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said something to the effect, "If he has left his home to earn for his elderly parents, then he is in the path of Allah. If he has left his home to earn sufficiently for himself, then he is in the path of Allah. If he has left his home to earn for purpose of showing and boasting, then he is in the path of Shaytan." Al-Mu'jam al-Kabir. In the early pre-dawn hours of a cold winter's morning, Ziad Osman is fast asleep in the bedroom he shares with his wife Raisa in their house in a suburb of Johannesburg. He snores loudly, enjoying his sleep as only a man with few worries on his head can, blissfully unaware of the restless tossing and turning of his wife next to him. Suddenly, Raisa lets out a soft moan to which Ziad remains oblivious. But when she screams suddenly, he is shaken into consciousness.
Raisa. What? What is it? What's wrong?
Ziad. It's that dream.
Ya Allah. That same dream again.
I don't know. It just keeps coming back to haunt me.
I don't know why. It's been months since you got hijacked. And I know they took the car, but I make so much shukar they didn't hurt you.
Yes, alhamdulillah. But I can't seem to shake the memory of it. Some nights when I close my eyes, I just see that guy's hand coming out of nowhere. And I can hear the glass breaking and I still feel sick. I remember how they pulled me out of the car.
Shh. Come now. Don't cry. I know this is still so hard for you. But don't cry. Do you want me to call Fatima?
No. It's not even Fajr time yet. I don't want to disturb Fatima. She's my therapist and she's been a huge help through all of this, helping me to deal with the post-traumatic trauma. But I can't keep on calling her every time I have a nightmare or a breakdown.
But isn't that why you go to her?
Ziad, I need to learn to deal with this on my own. Fatima's brought me this far and she's done a great job. But I feel that the only way I can break this endless cycle of fear is if I get out of this environment. I can't do this anymore. I need to move away far.
Do you mean the job offer? Do you really think moving to Dubai is going to make you forget about all this?
Yes, I do think it will help if I no longer have to be here. Ziad, the hijacking happened when both you and the kids weren't home. So maybe you don't really understand. I mean, you are very sympathetic towards me and always concerned about how I'm doing. But at the end of the day, it has happened to me and me alone. I know sometimes you think I'm overplaying it, but I really can't seem to get past this in my head. I feel immigrating is the only answer.
But Reza, what about the kids? How are you going to adapt?
They'll be fine. The school emailed to say that they take kids of the teachers they employ at no charge, Shad. As it is, I've been homeschooling Hanzala this year, and they can do hibs at any institute there. And Safiya is bubbly, an outgoing teenager.
But that's what worries me. Saf is so attached to her friends. Don't you think it will be, hard for her to leave all this behind?
Of course it will be hard. But she's such a mature and perceptive young thing. She'll make new friends in no time.
Okay, so that's you and the kids sorted. But me? What am I going to do? What am I going to do in Dubai?
Ziad, you are a qualified bookkeeper. I'm sure you'll find something, and you can even work online like you did that time during COVID, remember? It will be even better.
And mommy, she'll never move. She loves her house and her friends, you know that. And she's going to be upset about this. I'm her only child, and since daddy passed away when I was younger, I'm all she has. We are going to have to leave her behind.
I told you, if mommy doesn't want to move, she can always come to visit and stay for long periods. The apartments they are offering are big enough to accommodate her, also when she comes over.
Ah, there's the adhan already. I better get ready.
Oh well, at least there's something that you don't have to worry about leaving behind. Radio Islam can come with us wherever we go.
At least, eh?
Ziad comes home early from work, and instead of letting himself into his house, he crosses over the single lane street of his complex to the house his mother lives in. He enters the house with his key and makes salam to alert his mother of his presence. Aishama is an independent woman and does not want to live with her son and his family for as long as she is fit and able. So Ziyad bought the house for her with the money he inherited from his marhum father's estate.
Assalamu alaikum. How are you, ma?
Wa alaikum salam, my bachu. I was hoping you'd come straight to see me today instead of coming after supper like you sometimes do.
Why, ma? Is there something urgent you have to tell me, ma?
Not urgent, just exciting. You know my friend Hauma? She came to visit me today and she told me her grandson Nabil is planning to go do a piloting course in Dammam.
Really? Good for him, mashallah. You did say he's a very bright boy, ma. And he passed matric with all A's, isn't it? Inshallah, he'll have many opportunities there, especially if he studies over there.
Yeah, I told her that. And shame. Coming from a broken family, Nabil did well for himself. With that no good mother of his, you know, Hauma told me she's now posting videos of herself all over that Instapound thing.
Instapound? You mean Instagram, mommy?
Yeah, whatever. You know what I'm talking about? Anyway, I was telling you that this Nabil's mother, Fairuz, she has no sharam. Since she asked for a divorce from Hauma's son, she moved to Dubai and she puts videos of herself doing all crazy things like meeting all the stars in restaurants and going shopping for all expensive things in the malls there.
Ah, mommy, that's what everyone does nowadays. And isn't she an influencer? She has to do stuff like that in order to keep her business going and like flourishing.
Yeah, but it's not right.
Ma, isn't your friend Hauma also an influencer? She always posts on Instagram and all those things.
But that's different, Ziad. Hauma is doing it to keep us older people going. But this Fairuz...
Mommy, leave her. And besides, by us discussing her, we are making riba, Mom. Anyway, there's something I wanted to tell you, Ma. You know, since the hijacking that Raisa went through, and she's just not herself, Ma. Last night she woke up in a fright again, Ma. She was screaming, Ma. It's that same dream of the hijackers again, Ma.
Ach, shame. Poor Raisa. So that therapist isn't working. All these new age things, we mustn't believe in them. Rather, you must tell her she must read her quls before she goes to sleep and blow everywhere. And you also, didn't I teach you that your whole life...
Chima, she does. We all do, Ma.
So what you want to tell me now?
Ma, Raisa got a job offer to teach in Dubai. And seeing how she's suffering here, like after the hijacking, we are actually considering taking that step to immigrating to Dubai, Ma.
The usually chatty Aishama is stunned into silence at the thought of her only child leaving her. Ever since her husband Musa passed away, when Ziyad was only 12 years old, he's been her main pillar of support, and the thought of losing him, her grandchildren, and her daughter-in-law, who she loves like she is her own daughter, is just unbearable. Friday evening that week, Safiya, Raisa and Ziyad's daughter comes home from school and tells her parents how she won the mathematics award for getting the highest mark in her grade. Their son, Hanzala, has the evening off from Hiv because he has completed 15 paras. So as a treat, Raisa and Ziyad take their children and Ziyad's mum out for supper, where they break the news of their move to Dubai.
Safiya, Hanzala, your father and I have some exciting news to share.
Really? What is it, Mum?
A couple of months ago, I had a job offer from a school in Dubai. They contacted me and asked if I'd be willing to take on the position of the English teacher for their A-level and O-level students.
Wow, Mum, what an opportunity for you. But of course, you won't accept it, right? Like, I mean, our lives are here in South Africa.
Actually, Saf, Mommy and I have discussed it, and we've decided it's the best thing for us to do now, and that's to immigrate. Mommy has been through a rough time since the hijacking, and when this offer came through, I wasn't too keen initially, Saf. But now, I've given it thought, I've weighed up the pros and cons, and I think we shouldn't let the offer pass us.
But, Daddy, what will you do in Dubai?
I'll find something, inshallah. And if I can't find a job, I can always still carry on working online as a bookkeeper. That could work.
I think it would be super cool if we moved to Dubai. Imagine, we could go to the beach every day and all those really cool places. My friend Umar was there on holiday in January. He says there's this awesome place called Ski Dubai. It's a whole mountain of ice in a mall and Legoland and restaurants from all over the world. Oh, I can't wait. When are we leaving?
Whoa. Hang on, Hanzala. We haven't even set a date yet, and you're already planning to do everything when we get there.
Mommy, how are we supposed to just leave our lives here? What about school? I can't just leave all my friends and make new friends. And what's going to happen to our parrot? Twitter will not manage to relocate.
Calm down, Sophia. The school where I'll be working arranges everything from the apartment to schooling. It's an international school, and all the teachers there get to have their kids attend the school for free. And you, Sophia, outgoing, my child. I'm sure you'll make new friends in no time.
Saf, don't stress. Everything will fall into place, inshallah. You'll see. Ma said she'll look after Twitter, and we can always see about taking him across once we're settled.
Ma, you've been so quiet. What do you think about all of this?
Well, honestly, I wasn't happy when your daddy told me, Sophia. But then I spoke to Hauma.
Of course. The voice of wisdom.
Hey, Raisa, you know, you also follow her. Anyway, she really did share some wise words with me. I won't lie. I was very worried when Zia told me. But Hauma said that I mustn't hold you all back from your takdir. She said everyone is moving to Dubai nowadays, and it's just a flight away. Not like in the olden days, where I would have to get on a ship and travel for months to come to see you.
She's right. Mommy, you can come visit us as often as you like. And Raisa did request a 4-bedroom apartment as well. So inshallah, we'll have enough space for you. You can spend a few months there at the time also. No problem.
So, it's already decided then? Can't I just stay here with Ma and you guys go on with Hanzala? I can carry on going to school here, and Ma will have me to look after her and keep her company.
No, honey. That's out of the question. Ma is quite capable of loving on her own, and I'm not prepared to leave you behind.
Sophia, think of it as an adventure. I was also reluctant at first, but let's not let this opportunity pass up, eh? Just come with an open mind.
Well, I suppose I don't have a choice. Do I?
Thousands of kilometers away in Dubai, Sabha awakens, heart thudding, from a recurring nightmare she's been having for years. She gets up and goes to get a glass of water, noticing the bright lights of Dubai flickering outside the kitchen window of a high-rise apartment building. Her daughter Rumana comes to stand next to her mother and gently rubs her back, promising her mother that everything is going to be okay. They talk a little of Sabha's life in Chicago.
Did you have that dream again, Ami?
Ah, Rumana, I don't think it will ever stop.
Do you want to talk about it?
No, my darling. I don't want to burden you with my worries.
I'm 16 now, Ami. Not a little girl anymore. I'm here for you if you want to talk.
Oh, my child. You are so matured and grown up. My therapist says it will never go away until I confront the demons of my past. But I don't think I'll be ever strong enough to do that.
You're talking about fleeing from Kashmir when you were a child, right, Mama?
Yes, and also...
And also what, Mama?
But Sabha does not answer her daughter. In her mind's eye, she sees herself as a young girl fleeing with her parents from Kashmir as they escape the insurgents. They had to leave everything behind, running from their homes in the middle of the night with just the clothes they were wearing. Sabha remembers turning around once they had gone down the road, hoping to run back quickly and fetch her doll, but their house was already going up in flames. Suddenly, also in her mind's eye, the picture changes and she is in Chicago, a married woman now and expecting her first child. lying on the floor of her kitchen in a pool of blood.
All you have to do is simply find out in our next episode of Reversing the Roles, a Radio Islam International production.